It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast, your source of inspiration and motivation to achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they explore the world of roses and chat with the world's top rose experts, authors, artists, curators, and more. Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Well, welcome to another broadcast of the Rose Chat Podcast. We're glad you could join us. Now, whether you're listening live or on demand, we appreciate your support. Teresa Byington's with me in the studio. Now, Teresa, it's already the middle of February, and I'm dreaming of roses. From that load of catalogs that keeps hitting my mailbox to the running rose list I've got in my head, I'm always excited to hear about new rose varieties coming out.
Oh, that's for sure, Chris. This polar vortex that we're having is playing havoc with all of us. After work tonight, I had to trek out to the potting shed in 6 inches of snow to water some plants. So I'm more than ready to talk about some roses tonight. And we're sure to get our rose fixed because we'll be talking with Kristen Smith with Star Roses and Plants. You know, from the Peace Rose to the Revolutionary Knockout and Drift Roses, Star Roses and Plants have been pioneers in the field of plant development and introduction for more than 100 years. They were founded in 1897 as a retail mail order firm which specialized in roses. They have evolved from a wholesale container nursery to a leading genetic company involved directly in breeding roses, perennials, and woody plants, as well as introducing plants from other breeders from around the world. Kristen's with us in the virtual studio, and after a quick break, we'll get started. So stay with us. There's more Rose Chat coming your way.
Since 1999, Rose Mania has been your one-stop source for all your rose care needs. From chemicals and safety equipment to garden tools and fertilizers, Rose Mania offers the top products at some of the best prices around. They even sell bare root roses. Rose Mania carries a full line of products to help battle fungal diseases, insects, and mice, while not harming the beneficial insects you want in your garden. Shipping is free on merchandise orders over $25. Their staff of consulting rosarians is available to answer your rose questions, so visit them today at rosemania.com.
I chat, you chat, we all chat about Rose Chat. It's the place to talk roses online. Follow the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Find us on Facebook or listen to the Rose Chat podcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can even listen on the go via iTunes and Stitcher app. Honey, you know I love me some Rose Chat. So come on, jump in and explore the wild and wonderful world of roses.
Well, it's time to get started. Hey, Kristen, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hi, glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you with us tonight. Kristen, let's get started by talking about the trends that you're seeing in roses today.
We are seeing improved disease resistance coming out in roses. One of our kind of categories is looking at roses that don't look like roses. We have a new series of look-alikes roses, so kind of more compact roses with non-traditional flower forms. Speaking of compactness, I think that's another trend. We have a wonderful series of compact roses called the Drift series. That is a big trend that, you know, work well in containers or along walkways or pathways that are useful for today's smaller gardens.
Lots of people are having smaller yards these days, and so that is really important. Well, let's go ahead and get started on these beautiful roses that you guys are introducing this year. And you had mentioned the Lookalike collection, and boy, first up is a beautiful red, the Bougainvillea. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it's a really great, more compact variety that gets about to 4 feet high with bright fire engine red flowers, clusters of flowers. It blooms consistently from spring through frost and also has the added benefit of Bright Red Hips that's set later in the season, so it has interest later into the fall and into the winter, which is people don't always think about, but many roses do set hips, and it's another feature in a time when things are not blooming out there. So and it's just got kind of a real interesting, catchy name. The flowers kind of are reminiscent of a bougainvillea almost, that are more cupped-like and small, but the color impact is still there with the many clusters of flowers.
Oh, the pictures are—it's just gorgeous. How about the foliage on this plant?
It's very dark green and very glossy. Has better than average disease resistance, especially for black spot. For us in the East Coast and down in the South and various parts of the country, black spot and rose diseases are pretty difficult and something that people don't want to have to deal with spraying and maintaining. So that's something we're always looking for in our trials, and we don't do any spray in our trials. It's a no spray test, so we're always kind of seeing which ones are performing the best out of our trials on the East Coast and West Coast.
Having the name that sounds like bougainvillea, it sounds very southern, and I'm a little colder. I'm up in 5B. Would the bougainvillea work well for my garden?
It would. It's hardy to zone 5, and I think we're all getting a real solid test this year with the winter we're having, I think, around the country. So.
The entire country is going to be a test garden for cold hardy roses, I think.
Yes.
Well, that sure sounds beautiful. I'm always drawn to the old-fashioned looking blooms, and this pink bloom that you have called Delish has what looks to me like the old-fashioned form. Tell us about this one.
Definitely. This has a wonderful pink color, the traditional form you talked about. Very dark green foliage, tall, so you could cut the flower, and it's also very fragrant, so it has a strong citrus verbena fragrance to it, and very full, fully double, big, bold flower. And it has an improved disease resistance for this type of hybrid tea rose. So it's won the ADR contest over in Germany, which is akin to the Delaris trials in our country, a very rigorous trial over there in Germany, and it's performed well in our trials here in southeastern Pennsylvania as well.
It looks in the picture like the blooms are large. Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they're quite large, very full, heavy, very strong and fragrant. Rose.
So not only would this one be great in the garden, but it would fill up a bouquet very nicely, so it would be very good in the vase, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Well, the next rose on our list looks just like its name sounds, Fired Up. It looks very fiery, and in this cold weather, fiery sounds really good to me. Tell us about
yes.
this.
This is a really unique, novel rose. It's a dark orange and has yellow stripes in it. It's going to perform really well and for the dry climates on the West Coast. So for us in the East, it does okay. It'll come through a winter, but you get some of the diseases that we're not too fond of. But for the West, it's a real great new novel rose with a really unique striping pattern and the dark bold colors. So.
Well, the multi-tone roses always show up so nicely in the garden. I love to use them, and this one's a very pretty, bright, fiery-looking rose. I think it'll do very well.
Yes.
Tahitian Treasure. This one is sure to get a lot of attention. The picture is just gorgeous. Tell us about this one.
This is probably one of my favorite introductions for this year. It was bred by Bill Radler, the breeder of the Knockout Roses. And it's performed well in trials around the country, particularly for us on the East and down in the South as well. We've had it at a few different universities, the University of Tennessee, where it's performed exceptionally well. And it's got good disease resistance. It's kind of one of the first roses to kind of combine the disease resistance of almost a knockout with the more traditional look of a rose that you would expect. So it has a good flowering density, good repeat bloom throughout the season, good hardiness, hardy to zone 5, and a really unique, almost hard to describe color of kind of coral to salmon color that, you know, almost kind of changes depending on what day you look at it and kind of the, you know, stage of the bloom opening. So it's a real, I think it's going to be a real winner.
Chris, don't you grow Tahitian Treasure in your garden?
I sure do. I was lucky enough to get a plant of that, a shrub of that last year, and it has done fabulous in my garden. In fact, it was the very last rose to bloom this year. You know, we hadn't sprayed it or anything. It's growing in a big pot out beside our garden gate and has done wonderful, just beautiful flushes of bloom this year. We've been very pleased with it.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of that. It is very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Tina says it's a more of a hot pink. You know, it sort of begins here. You know, it's so hot. And when it starts to open, it's more of a sort of a coral color. But once it opens, it's kind of a vibrant pink color. It's
yep.
beautiful.
With all those blooms, that would be another great bouquet filler, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that, Kristen?
I was just going to comment on the color too, that, you know, I think for us in the north with some of the more cooler temperatures, we almost get more of that intense color, but I think you're right down, you know, in the south with the heat, it's almost more of a hot pink. So, it just kind of depends on the temperatures and the location. And so it's a neat rose.
Well, Kristen, last on our 2014 list is surely not the least. It is a very, very lovely hybrid tea, Mercury Rising. So tell us all about this one.
Yeah, it's a seedling of the popular hybrid tea rose Gemini, and it's got really nice pink flowers with a ivory cream bicolor to it, and it's another one that's going to perform well, you know, better on the West Coast, the dry climates. It's much more vigorous than the old Gemini. And it has a very dark and green glossy foliage with a great exhibition-type flower.
When I first looked at the picture, I thought it was Gemini, so it really does look like its parent.
Yeah. And I should comment, too, that it does performs well en route. So most of the roses we're offering these days have been trialed for en route performance. So, you know, for those people looking for, you know, roses that grow well in their own roots, this is going to be a good one.
That definitely is true in my garden. Well, Kristen, before we move away from roses, let's talk about the family of drifts. It's one of my very favorite families of roses. So tell us about the drifts.
There's, I think, 7 colors in the series now. So they're a compact series of roses that have many uses. You could grow them in containers or along walkways or pathways. They're great because they stay low. You prune them once a season, you know, so you really only need to touch them once a year. And they get about 1.5 to 2 feet tall and about as wide. So they're nice, just compact, tidy roses available in a wide range of colors. There's pink, and I think my favorite's red. I have those planted at my house along the front steps there. And they're excellent rebloomers, so they bloom for us up in the north around Memorial Day and continue well up into almost Thanksgiving. And they've performed really well all around the country. We've had them in trials at Louisiana State University and have performed really well in the trials down in the Deep South as well as many other locations around the country. So they're hardy up until zone 4, so, you know, even in the far northern regions, they'll do well. So that they are really starting to take off now, and I think more and more people are becoming aware of them.
Both Chris and I grow red very successfully, and I have pink and peach. And then last spring we were at P. Allen Smith's Moss Mountain Retreat, and we saw coral. I saw coral for the very first time. And so when I came home, I had a couple of my Independent Garden Center friends looking for them and finally found them mid-year, and oh, was it worth the wait. They are so pretty. The coral is a very, very lovely rose. So I'm happy to have it.
Yeah.
They've been very successful in my garden as well as Chris's, so they are something for all seasons, I think, for the different zones. They do very well.
And they're so versatile, too. You know, on the Star Roses and Plants website, there's an inspiration section, and it shows these drift roses growing out of a wheelbarrow. We have this wheelbarrow, and I'm always looking for something to put in it. So this spring, we're getting drifts.
Oh, great.
What color of drift are you going to put in your wheelbarrow this year?
I think we're going to do the sweet drift.
Oh, I don't have that one. I forgot about that one. It is so pretty. It's so pretty. Is that one that would be hardy in zone 5, Kristen?
Yes, yeah. And sweet drift's nice. It probably has the largest, probably competing with coral, of the flowers. So some of the flower sizes are small, but, you're still getting kind of the color boost with, the amount of bloom on them. But sweet has one of the largest flowers, I think, of the series. And they're full and double. So, it's great because it has the compact nature, but, with the larger full flower. So I think you'll really like sweet drift.
Ooh, beautiful, beautiful. Kristen, I grow a lot of companions with my roses. And a few weeks ago on Law Talk Radio, we had Waldo Villegas, the bug man, with us. And he talked about the families of perennials that are host to all the wonderful bugs that protect our roses from harm. And many of the families are listed in your new 2014 perennial releases. So I'd love to hear more about some of those, especially that new yarrow that is listed with your roses.
Yeah, Achillea Moondust is a new introduction for this year. It's sort of a compact version of the popular Moonshine variety. So it has a light lemon yellow colored flowers that bloom early in the spring. And this one stays fairly compact, about 1 to 1.5 feet tall, with the kind of silver, attractive silver foliage. So it's been a really good performer in our trials and containers and in the ground as well.
Yarrow, so versatile. You can use it in the garden, in the vase, with the roses, or you can dry it, use in dried arrangements. So it's a great perennial to have with roses.
Yeah.
Another one that I noticed was Balloonapeda, the
Junior Walker.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's performed really very well for us as well, and it's nice because it stays more compact. We've trialed it against its parent plant, which is Walker's Low, which can get anywhere from up to 3 to 4 feet tall and is wide, and this one stays about a third of that size, and comes back year after year and is very hardy, and has that nice purpley blue color that complements a lot of different bright rose colors. And it, does well with the roses, planted underneath them, and combines well with a lot of different rose colors. So it's a good one of the, I think, better companion plants for the roses.
Oh, it sure is, and bees love them too. So that's a win-win there. We've been looking for some low-growing Buddleia butterfly bushes. Do you have anything like that you're growing or will have for sale this year?
Not Buddleia. It's one of the projects that we're working on in breeding. Nothing available as of yet. We have some Caryopteris that are available, one called Grand Blue, and a new one, but it's gold, that are would make good companions, and also have that blue, purpley color. Mm-hmm. And the good is gold has the bright yellow foliage, so kind of a neat contrast. And blooming, they bloom later in the season, so it's kind of a great companion plant for things like knockout that will continue blooming up until late summer and fall.
Well, speaking of bloomers, I see you have a little Coreopsis, and I don't think there's anything that blooms longer than a Coreopsis. Tell us a little bit about the little bird.
Yeah, it's a compact form of the popular variety Zagreb, and it's, I'd say, basketball size. It's about 1 foot by 1 foot. At maturity, we have had it in the ground in our trials in southeastern Pennsylvania for about 3 years, and just stays a little round ball with bright, large, bright yellow flowers. So you could, plant a mass of these for, more color impact, or, try interplanting them with other perennials for varied texture and color effects. But it's a really good one. We're excited about this one.
That's very, very sweet. We've been very good with the roses. And did we talk about the Veronicas? I just love Veronicas.
We have a new series of Veronica called the Moody Blue Series, which will be coming out. These have performed exceptionally well in our trials, and we've had them around the country at different trial sites for about a year now, and they've done very well around the country. They will rebloom well from a trim, so they bloom in late spring, early summer, and then if you trim them back, they'll reflush again with more blooms in the fall. And they're more compact varieties, so they get about 1 foot tall in the ground and 1 to 2 feet wide. And they're available in a range of colors. There's a dark blue, a light blue, a mauve color, and a pink. And so we're excited about these coming on the market as well, and these would also make excellent companions for roses.
Yeah, very pretty.
I'm very excited about this particular line of Veronica. I have a very, even though I have 160 roses, we are on a very small subdivision lot, and I'm always trying to find, things that I can add in with the roses. And this offering of Veronica, just the colors are just beautiful.
Yes.
And Chris, I'm wondering if in your smaller garden about this little lace Russian sage. Russian sage often gets very, very big, but tell us a little bit about this one.
This is a great one.
Little lace, yes.
Yeah, it's much more compact than the just old standby species. So this one gets about 1 to 1.5 feet tall, with more finely textured foliage. So it's just has a more ethereal look to it in the garden. With also the kind of that nice compact habit. I know at least the straight species in my garden, I'll have to cut back mid-season to kind of keep it contained and in check. And this one, there's really nothing to it. You kind of just plant it, and it stays nice and tidy and compact. If you wanted to put it in a container, even you could probably do that. And but in the garden, it's going to stay much more compact. So another kind of traditional companion plant for roses as well.
Well, that'll be very nice in our gardens. Well, Kristen, this has been so fun. I don't think you've taken away my desire for spring one little bit. In fact, I'm now in total throes of spring fever. So, and I've got a little ways to go. Chris is not too far away, but I've got a little ways to go. It's been so great to have you with us tonight. So thank you for taking your evening and spending it with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Star roses are available widely through garden centers nationwide, and you can also visit their website and click on Find a Retailer button in the top right corner. And you can look for these roses to start showing up in your garden centers this spring when we're celebrating the end of the great polar vortex. Well, Chris, what's your weather like there tonight?
Well, it is snowing like mad here in Birmingham this evening. It's the largest snowflakes I've ever seen, I think. It's short-lived, though. The high tomorrow here, I think, is going to hit 50.
Oh, very different from where I am, Chris. It's been 10 days since we've had a day above freezing. So if it gets 50 here, you're going to hear us shout all the way to Birmingham. Spring can't come too soon.
I know that. I'm ready.
We are ready. Well, friends, we're sure you're ready, too, to have spring come and visit. But we've come to an end of another broadcast. But we'll be back next week with another awesome guest. So until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington. Hear previous podcasts via our website, rosechatradio.com, or listen to this podcast via iTunes and Stitcher apps. Be sure and give us a 5-star rating and share this show with your social networks. Your friends will thank you. Join us next time for another edition of The Rose Chat. Rose Chat is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.